Chapter 24, A Cigarette Ad and Life Changes Again. I called my agent one morning to check in, and she sent me to a casting for a Philip Morris Germany ad. A big job and big pay, and certainly one hell of a long shot. So as usual, I got on my skates and headed on over in my jeans and a white Oxford button-down collar shirt, cowboy boots in hand, and my usual cigar. Once I got there, there were a ton of good-looking guys and girls standing around waiting for their turn to do the casting, which consisted of showing the powers to be your portfolio, giving them your composite card, and then getting a Polaroid taken by the photographer who was going to shoot the ad. Every model in Paris that fit the type was there, and as far as I was concerned, I would have had a better chance winning the lottery than getting cast in this thing. I was smoking cigars at the time and had one lit up and was smoking it when I got called into the casting room where the photographer was shooting the Polaroids, and I asked him if he wanted me to lose a cigar because they were using a cigarette as a prop for the Polaroid, and he said, no problem, keep the cigar. Of course, I didn't know his name then, but I later found out that he was this big-time photographer by the name of Rudy Malachek. So I get in front of his camera, cigar in mouth, and he takes a few Polaroids of me, and that was that, and I skated off. The next morning, I checked in with my agency, which I did every morning, and my agent said, hey, Brad, guess what? You got the Philip Morris job, and you're going to Santorini, Greece, day after tomorrow. Well, hell, it doesn't get much better than that. And so a couple of days later, cast, crew, and ad agency people all flew to Athens. Then we boated it on over to Santorini. Once we got to the island, we checked into the coolest hotel suite you've ever seen, as it was built right into the side of a mountain. I mean, hell, Santorini was beautiful and unique and one of a kind, and I was lucky to be there. Anyway, the models made up of myself and my female counterpart and Rudy and his assistant all stayed in the same suite, and we all had one hell of a good time during our stay there. The one thing that stands out in my mind most is that every night after the shoot, Rudy would madly scribble pictures with colored chalk on a big white drawing pad, and I just couldn't take my eyes off of him as he seemed so into it. Well, that little exercise of his only made sense to me years later when I did some research on Rudy Malachek for the sake of the book, and believe it or not, I found out that he's become a pretty well-known artist in his own right with an art studio in New York, making perfect sense out of that mad scribbling that he was doing every night. It's funny what you end up remembering. I'll never forget that first day when Rudy had the female model and I put on various outfits and walked back and forth, sort of runway style, if you will, so that he could pick out the wardrobe for the shoot. Well, I remember that I took it so seriously because I had never been cast in such a high-profile modeling job, and as I was doing my sort of runway thing in each outfit in a very professional and serious manner, I caught him laughing, probably because I was taking it so seriously and he was such a laid-back guy. I mean, I must have looked ridiculous. All in all, though, he was just a totally cool guy and didn't take himself too seriously, and I liked him very much. I mean, when I asked him if I should lose a cigar at the casting, he said no and shot me with a cigar instead of the cigarette, so I figured that he was cool. You never know. Maybe it was the cigar that got me that job in the first place. He may have just liked the image I portrayed. Then the next day, we headed out to the interior of the island where there was sort of an old bungalow that had been painted white for the shoot, and the female model and I got on top of that hut, and Rudy sat on the grass shooting up at us, and the only thing that I remember him saying to me was, Brad, give me more, you got to give me more, which wasn't easy because my pose was to just look at the female model as she sort of looked up at the sky as she blew smoke in the air. Give me more, Brad. And I did. I guess you could say that I just intensified my glare. Anyway, he was a great photographer and a great guy, and you could tell that he loved his work. He was a true artist. Here's a side note for you. I heard later that Philip Morris Germany never ran that cigarette ad because of the January 28, 1986 crash of the space shuttle Challenger. I had heard through the grapevine that their ad had something to do with space or some such thing, and that after the Challenger crash, it had been deemed inappropriate that they run that particular ad. I have zero idea if this is fact, so don't hold me to it, but that's what I heard. Here's a pretty poor copy of a Polaroid that was taken during the shoot as a means of testing the light prior to shooting the actual photos. And unfortunately, it's the only image I've got. But hell, it's better than nothing, I guess. End of chapter.